Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 82. 10 Great Workouts to Spice Up Your Running Program, Part 1, by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hello and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily. I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with author permission, of course. Today I'm reading to you a post from Leo Babauta, but before we get into it, if you're new here, then you probably didn't know that I answer your questions right here on the show every Friday. So if you have a diet, nutrition, fitness, or even a stress management related question, come by oldpodcast.com and you can send in your audio question, or you can call in. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. What's great is it's like receiving personal advice from me for free. And as a reminder, anyone who sends a question in is automatically entered to win books from us in small raffles. So definitely send one in if you have any question that I can help you with. It's one of my favorite parts of this show, so keep those great questions coming. Now, today is a big day here in the US. It's election day. No matter where you're listening, you probably already knew this. This is a global event because whatever happens today will affect whatever country you're living in, most likely. So if you haven't done so already, get out there and vote. No matter what your political leanings are, you have the right to express your opinion through your voting. All right, enough of me preaching. Let's get the show going and start optimizing your life. 10 Great Workouts to Spice Up Your Running Program, Part 1, by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. Too many beginning runners have but one speed, medium. And as someone who's run a marathon, a few half marathons, and a bunch of shorter races, I know that a one-speed workout program can not only be boring, but it also doesn't maximize your workouts. Throw some variety into your running program to make things interesting and become a better runner. I'm not saying you have to start a marathon training program or some kind of sprint workout program. But if the only speed you're running right now is medium, you should consider and at least try some other types of workouts. Why bother? Oh, just for a few reasons. One, they make things interesting. Doing the same workout day after day isn't a lot of fun. Sure, I enjoy running as much as the next guy, but changing things up is good. Too much repetition is hard on the mind. Two, it can make you faster and stronger. Throwing a little speed into your workouts can make you a better runner. If you have the same 5K time every time, it may be that you need some faster workouts. Three, it can help you run longer. If you ever want to do a longer race, such as a 20K, half marathon, or marathon, you need to switch from medium speed to slow in order to work on your endurance. Slowing your speed down, i.e. lowering your intensity, allows you to run longer. And if you slowly lengthen the distance of your longest run, you can slowly build up endurance. Four, your body adapts. After a month or so of doing one type of workout, your body will adapt and you'll no longer be getting the same kind of benefits from that workout. You need to change things up every 3 to 4 weeks. And if you do, you'll most likely see continued improvements. I should note that if you're just starting out as a runner, I wouldn't do the harder workouts that I list below for at least a couple of months. Your body is still adjusting to running. Once it's done that, you can add a little variety. I should also note, as always, that I'm just an intermediate runner myself, and not a coach or trainer or doctor or anything. Take my advice with a grain or bucket load of salt. I'm only sharing things that have worked for me, and your mileage may vary. So, let's take a look at just a few different types of workouts you can do to add spice to your running program and improve your performance. Number one, the long run. Basically, it's just extending how long you can run by a little. For marathons, a long run is usually considered 16 or more miles, but for people training for shorter races, shorter runs can still be considered long runs. It's been said that the long run is marathon training, because while you need to do more than your long runs to train for the marathon, the long run is what helps you build the endurance you need for the marathon. But shorter long runs can be used for any type of runner. If you're trying to do better at the 5K, run longer than 3.1 miles so that the 5K is easy endurance-wise. To add long runs to your program, just schedule one workout a week where you try to add 10% to your longest run. Adding this extra 10% only applies to your recent training. Don't count long runs you did a few years back. So if the longest you've run recently is 3 miles, try running 3.3 miles 1 week and then 3.6 miles the next week and so on. Every 4 weeks, cut back on your long run to give your body a chance to rest. It can't continue to build endurance without a break. When you do your long runs, slow down a little and try to run nice, steady runs at an easy pace. Number two, hills. Once you've built up a little endurance, hills are a perfect way to add strength to your training. Hills are like lifting weights for runners. You're fighting gravity to lift your body weight with your legs in a running motion. To do hill workouts, you could do hill repeats, which means you run up a hill, then coast back down it and repeat. But I recommend finding a hilly course. The road near my house is very hilly, so that your hill workout has a little variety. Run strong up the hills and coast down them. If you've never done hill workouts before, take it easy in the beginning, as with any exercise. Just run slow up the hills and slow down them until you get used to it. Number three, the fartlek. This funny name literally means speed play in Swedish, and it's one of my favorite speed workouts. It's actually a great starter workout for those who aren't used to speed or interval training. Instead of hitting the track, take your usual course on the road or trail or wherever. Here's how it works. Warm up for 5 to 10 minutes, then start a series of varied intervals with speed and rest periods. So you could choose a landmark and run hard to it, and then jog to recover, and then choose another landmark and run hard to that, and so on. Fartleks can be extremely varied, so you could do shorter sprint intervals, followed by longer, hard, and steady intervals, throw in some hills, and so on. I recommend you do it to have fun. Run hard for as long as you want, then rest for a short while, then run hard again. As you do these fartlek workouts, you'll get stronger and faster, and your intervals will get harder and longer as you go on. Number four, hear that in tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled 10 Great Workouts to Spice Up Your Running Program by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I know I'm leaving you hanging here, but this post is about twice as long as the typical one I read to you, so I'll finish the rest of it in tomorrow's episode. Plus, if I haven't made it clear already, I wanted to give you time to get out there and vote. And lastly, once again, if you have any question related to health and fitness or your diet and nutrition, come by oldpodcast.com to submit an audio question, or you can call 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Not only is there a good chance for your question to be answered right here on the show, but you'll also be entered into small, special raffles to win books and lots more. And tomorrow, I'll wrap up today's post, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.